望的落实者，下面老牧师的信息题目是“别向主耶稣”。
上个礼拜，我身体一直不好。
Last week I was sick for quite a while.
有一天晚上，我实在病得非常厉害。
One evening I was very, very sick.
当我病得很厉害的时候
，When I was so sick,
我想起我的妈妈。
I thought about my mother.
我记得我小学二年级的时候
，When I was in second grade.
有一次我病得非常厉害
I was terribly sick
那天晚上啊我忽然就呕吐
That evening I threw up
当我呕吐的时候我妈妈正好在我的旁边
And when I was throwing up my mother was standing beside me
她说没关系我帮你擦
Don't worry about it she said It's okay I'll wipe it up for you
我妈妈说她告诉我
My mother said,
我小时候的时候也有一次我跟你一样变得很厉害。
When I was small, I was also sick like you one time.
我是呕吐把那个脏东西都吐在这个棉被上面。
And I threw all the stuff out of my stomach on the covers of the bed.
当时我的妈妈她非常爱我她说别关系我帮你擦。
But my mother, she loved me so much, and she said, "It's okay, I'll wipe it up for you."
那天晚上，我妈妈她告诉我，她说：“你现在这么痛苦，我非常明白你，我非常了解生病的情形。”
And my mother said to me that night, "It's okay, I understand what it's like to be sick like this."
那个时候我正好是小学二年级，我跟我妈妈这么的慈爱。他告诉我说，他曾经也生病过，曾经他也受苦过，所以你现在的受苦，我完全明白。
And when I was in second grade, my mother said to me, "When I was small, I was also sick like you, and I really understand." And that touched my heart.
那天晚上，我第一次我体会到。为什么耶稣基督他要来到这个世界上的意义
？That was the first time that I really understood what the meaning of it was that Jesus came to this earth.
因为以前我常常到主日学上课
，I'd gone to Sunday school all the time.
我有一个疑问
，But I always had a question.
我这个疑问我不能没有老师能够帮我解答这个问题
，And no teacher was able to answer this question for me.
我就很奇怪，为什么有一位全能的上帝
？And I always thought, why is it that the Almighty God,
他创造宇宙万物这么奇妙
，He created the world, the universe in such an intricate way，
这么伟大的一个上帝
，This great God，
为什么成为人的样式，出生来到这个世界上
？Why did He become a man and came down to this earth？
而且出生在一个马槽里面。
And was born in a manger.
这么贫穷
So poor.
出生以后马上要离开自己的地方要逃命
And as soon as he was born, he had to leave that place and they had to run for their lives.
他的一生被人家轻看
For all of his life, he was despised by people.
到最后又被人家鞭打
At the end, he was smitten.
被人家钉死在十字架上
And nailed onto a cross.
我不能明白
I could not understand
为什么这么伟大的一个上帝这么全能的上帝竟然成为人的样式来到这个世界成为这么凄惨
How could such a great God come down to this earth and come to such an ill fate
我实在不能明白
I really couldn't understand that question
但是那一天小学二年级的时候那一天晚上当我在受苦的时候，我妈妈告诉我，我明白你的痛苦。
But that night when I was in second grade, and my mother comforted me, I understood, as my mother said, I understand what you're going through.
因为我曾经受苦过。
Because I was afflicted once too.
我明白你。
So I understand you.
你放心。
It's okay.
你放心。
It's okay.
从那个时候我才恍然大悟。
From that time on, I suddenly realized,
原来这位全能的上帝，
this Almighty God,
他这么的伟大，
so great,
如果他这么伟大，他没有成为人的样式来到我们当中，成为人的样式的时候，他的伟大是他的伟大。
If he hadn't come down to the world and become a man like one of us, his greatness was justHis greatness.
我不能体会他的爱。
I wouldn't be able to feel his love.
因为他从来没有站在我的这个地位上，我的角度上，他体会我的痛苦。
Because he had never stood where I stand and never suffered what I had suffered.
所以我们可以看到，这位慈爱的上帝，他不但是全能，他实在爱我们世上。
So this compassionate God, he's not only all powerful, but he also loves every one of us.
他的爱不是很抽象的爱。
His love is not an abstraction.
他的爱是曾经他来到这个世界上，他没有一个人比他更贫穷。
His love, it comes from coming to this earth. No one was as poor as he was.
我们当中有没有人出生在马槽呢？
Is there anyone here that was born in a manger?
没有。
No one.
但是这位全能的上帝，他竟然出生在最贫穷的马槽的那个上面。
But Almighty God was born in a poor manger, in a stable.
你有没有逃？有没有被遗弃过呢？
Have you been rejected?
如果我们当中有人被遗弃，你放心，耶稣基督明白什么叫做被遗弃。
If you have been rejected at one time, be comforted by this: Jesus Christ was also rejected.
你有没有遇到创伤或者被人家轻看的？
Have you been hurt or despised by someone?
耶稣基督他明白你一切的情景。
Jesus understands everything about that.
你有没有遇到挫折，完全的失败？
Have you ever met failure, complete failure?
耶稣基督他明白你的情景。
Jesus Christ understands what you're going through.
这位全能的上帝，他这么伟大，但是他不是只有在那边自己伟大而已，他竟然来到这个世界上。成为我们的朋友。
Almighty God, but he's not just Almighty God all by himself up there. Once he came to this earth to become a man among us,
他今天在我们当中，他亲自也要向我们说话。
Tonight he is among us. He wants to speak personally to each of us.
当耶稣基督他从死里复活以后，我们能够看到他在圣殿里面他怎么来讲他现在要跟我们的情形。
When Jesus rose from the dead, in the Bible we see what it is that he would want to say to us.
我们看到这节圣经节，就是看到耶稣基督他来到这个世界的时候。
This Bible verse, when Jesus came to this earth,
他所受的一切的苦，但是他从十架上死以后，从死里复活以后，他怎么告诉我们呢？在路加福音24章15节，他怎么说？他说他要与我们同行。
In the Bible, after Jesus rose from the dead, he tells us that the Bible tells us he walks with us in Luke 24:15.
今天他要与我们同行。
Today Jesus wants to walk with us.
人生的道路不是容易的。
The road of life is not easy.
但是呢，有一位曾经受苦的耶稣基督，他要跟我们同行。他明白我们一切的难处。
There's one Jesus, though, that suffered once. He wants to walk with us, and he can do that.
感谢神，我们的神，他要一生一世跟我们同行。
Thank the Lord, all of our lives, he will walk with us.
所以我们对我们的明天，我们都有盼望，因为他跟我们同行。
So we have hope for tomorrow because he walks with us.
他跟我们同行，我们对我们的前途，我们就有信心。
He walks with us. We have hope for our future.
因为这位神，他的全能也在我们每一天的生活里面。
Because his great power is with us every day of our lives.
他不但要跟我们同行，圣经里面还讲什么呢？
He will also, besides walking with us, the Bible also tells us something else.
在路加福音24:29，他说他要与我们同住。
He will live with us, according to Luke chapter 24:29.
他跟我们同住。
He will live with us. That's precious.
你们都知道，我的家里住在 San Diego.
You know, I live in San Diego.
现在是我一个人啊。我住在一个很小的一个 studio， 这个 studio 的这个 apartment 里面。
But now I live in a little studio apartment。
你知道，我上个礼拜有一天晚上，我跟他讲，我病得很厉害的时候。
Last week after I got done preaching, I was felt very sick。
我从来没有这么难过，里面一直热的要命，我说你爬不起来，病得非常厉害。
I felt terrible, sick all over. I just could hardly get up.
只有我一个人在三楼的地方，没有一个人跟我同住啊。
I was alone on the third floor. No one else was there with me.
牧师娘啊，是在 San Diego 的地方。
My wife was in San Diego.
所以那天晚上我实在爬不起来。
That evening I couldn't get up out of bed.
然后我就跪在那个床里边说：“主耶稣啊，你知道我现在病得这么厉害。”
And so I knelt on the bed itself and prayed, Lord Jesus, you know I'm feeling so sick.
我说感谢神。
I said thank the Lord.
你跟我同住。
You live with me.
你现在在这个地方。
You are here now.
你知道我现在的情形。
And you understand what I'm going through.
你知道那天晚上我怎样向主耶稣祷。
You know what I prayed to the Lord that evening?
我说主啊，你抱我。
Lord Jesus, hold me, embrace me.
主啊，你抱我。
Embrace me.
因为我现在实在太难过。
Because I am in such a difficulty right now.
你知道我祷告以后我就睡。
And after I prayed, I went to sleep.
你知道我睡多久了？
You know how long I slept?
我睡了整整一天了。
I slept one whole day.
都没有吃饭。
I didn't eat.
有的教会的弟兄姊妹说奇怪，打电话到牧师那边怎么都没有人接啊。
And some people thought it was really strange. They called to where pastor lived and nobody answered the phone.
感谢神，在我
Thank the Lord.
痛苦的时候，耶稣基督他抱我。
In my greatest suffering, Jesus embraced me.
这位耶稣基督，他今天不但跟我们同行。
And this Lord Jesus, today he not only walks with us, he lives with us. And I hope every one of us here tonight will say to the Lord Jesus, Jesus, come to my house and be Lord of my home. Come to my home and live together with all of us, our whole family.
然后耶稣基督他从死里复活以后，在马可福音12:20，他怎么讲呢
？And after Jesus rose from the dead, in Mark 16:20, do you know what he said?
他说他要与我们同工。
He will work with us.
他要与我们同工。
He will work together with us.
我们大家每天都在工作。
Every day we're working.
我们牧师也每天都在工作。
The pastor works every day.
今天早上我跟我们的专传道我们去医院看那个我们的弟兄
This morning Minister Zhuang and Reverend Liu went to the hospital to see a brother
我们在车上我们有很好的这个分享
And we had a lot of sharing as we drove along
我就分享说这两个礼拜我生病的情形
And Pastor Liu just shared with Minister Zhuang about his being sick the last couple of weeks.
我告诉这个张传道。
I told Minister Zhuang,
我说你知道吗？那个上个礼拜啊，我要讲道的时候，我坐在这个地方，我要讲道的时候。
And I said to him, last week when I was going to get up to preach, I sat back here.
这声音都几乎都没有了。
My whole lung, my throat, I could not even get a voice out.
我这个，因为我吃药以后，我头都晕得要命啊。
Because I'd just taken some medicine, I felt so dizzy.
我几乎我站不起来。
I couldn't even stand up.
那个时候整个会堂，我们教会的弟兄姊妹正好在唱诗。
Everyone was singing a worship song.
我们的 choir, 他在献诗，快要献诗以后，完了以后我就要讲道了。
The choir was singing a hymn, and after the choir was done, I had to preach.
但是他我要讲到我不能讲啊，我实在病得太厉害了。
I have to preach, but I couldn't get a sound out of my mouth.
你知道我到什么地方，你们知道吗？
You know what I did then, where I went?
我说跑到这个下面。
I went to the little stairway right behind here.
我说跪在那个地方。
I kneeled down inside there.
我说主啊，唱诗班。唱完以后我要讲道。
Lord, when the choir is done, I have to preach.
我没有声音啊。
I don't have a voice.
我连站都站，我都站不稳啊。
I can't even stand steadily.
我头这个吃了药以后现在很晕啊。
I ate this medicine and now I'm feeling dizzy.
虽然我预备，讲道都预备好了，但是我讲不出来
啊。I'm all prepared, but I can't preach it.
我太软弱了。
I'm too weak.
主啊，你与我同工。
Lord, work with me.
你扶持我啊。
Help me to stand strong.
主啊，你跟我同工吧。
Lord, be with me, work with me.
我是跪在那边祷告。
I kneeled back there to pray.
圣灵就临到我的身上。
And the Holy Spirit came upon me.
主耶稣基督跟你同工，起来。
The Lord Jesus is with you. Stand up.
向前，诉说上帝的慈爱。
Go forward and speak the love of God.
诗班一下去的时候
，When the choir went down，
我就站起来
，I stood up，
我开始讲道
，and I began to preach。
靠着主的能力，他的怜悯，我讲把道。
In dependence upon His strength， I preached that sermon。
讲道以后，我到这个外面跟弟兄姊妹握手的时候，他说：“牧师啊，你一点都不像有生病的样子。
”And after I preached， I went down to the front of to the back of the auditorium to shake their hands, and they all said to me, Pastor, you didn't seem sick at all.
我告诉他们,
I told them,
神的灵,
God was with me.
耶稣基督与我同工,
God worked with me today.
不是我能做什么,
it's not something that I can do,
因为他会跟我们同工,
but He works with us.
各位弟兄姊妹, 在我们人生当中, 我们需要有一位全能的上帝领导我们，他跟我们同工。
Well, brothers and sisters, in our life, we need this Almighty God.
无论你遇到
with us,
遇到哪一种的困难，
no matter what you need, He will be with you.
他要与你同工来走这个世界的前面的道路。
He will walk this world's road with you.
最后呢，他怎么告诉我们？
What does He say to us?
马太福音二十八章二十节，他说他要与我们同在。
Matthew 28:20 says, He will be with us,
同在直到世界的末了
even to the end of the world.
感谢神
Thank the Lord.
他要与我们同在直到耶稣基督第二次再来
He will be with us all the way until our Lord Jesus comes back again.
今天我们在这边我们来纪念耶稣基督
Tonight as we are here to remember our Lord Jesus,
我们不是来纪念他说你已经死了感谢你为我们而死而已。
We're not just here to talk about thank you Jesus for dying for me and that's all.
因为这位为我们受苦的基督本身今天已经复活了。
This suffering Jesus has risen from the dead already.
他要跟我们同行。
He wants to walk with us.
他要跟我们同住。
He wants to live with us.
他跟我们同工。
He wants to work with us.
他跟我们同在。
And He will be with us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the world.
感谢神上帝。
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord.
所以今天我们在这个地方，我们有存着赞美的心。 因为这位复活的主，他今天也在掌权我们的生命。
So today we have thanks and praise in our hearts because this Lord, this Almighty God is with us tonight.
So 我们接着，我们就要来领受耶稣基督为我们所预备的圣餐。
Now let us prepare ourselves to receive communion that our Lord has prepared for us.
虽然我们当中有一些人还没有受洗。
Some of us may not have been baptized yet.
但是我深信今天耶稣基督特别要向这些还没有受洗的人说话。
But I believe that God, that Jesus wants to speak to those among us who have not yet been baptized.
在这个日子里面，他的慈爱更是向你来彰显。
His love is going to be manifested to you, especially now.
现在我们还没有受洗，我们不能参与这个领受他的身体跟他的杯。但是呢，今天我希望你在这个地方，主耶稣基督。
Though you haven't been baptized and you cannot partake of the bread and the cup, still our Lord Jesus is here and wants to speak to you.
你也亲自也可以向他说话。
And you yourself can speak to him.
你可以今天晚上你在这位爱你的主耶稣面前，你也能够接受他。
You can receive him right now tonight.In front of our Lord, the Lord who loves us.
你可以请他来到你的心里。
You can ask him into your heart.
他会跟你同行，他会跟你同住，他会跟你同工，他也会跟你同在，直到世界的末了。
He will walk with you, he will live with you, he will work with you, he will be with you all the way to the end of the world.
那么我们现在，我们就来领受主耶稣基督为我们所设立的圣餐。
Let us prepare now to receive communion. Our Lord has prepared this for us.
我们一起来唱圣诗297首。
Let us sing hymn number 297. Thank you.
当主耶稣基督要离开世界的最后的那个晚餐。
On the night when our Lord Jesus was about to leave this world,
他跟他的门徒一起吃饭。
He ate together with his disciples.
耶稣基督在吃饭的时候，他就告诉这些门徒。
And he told them as they were eating,
我在隔不久我就要受钉十字架。
Not long from now, I will be nailed to a cross.
今天晚上我们进来的时候，我们的招待有分给我们一个人一根的钉子。
As you came in tonight, the ushers passed a nail to each of you.
我希望你现在能够把那根给你的钉子你就拿出来。
I hope that you will take that nail out right now.
耶稣基督他受钉的时候，这个钉子啊是比这个还要大，大一点。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, those nails were much bigger than these.
但是今天我们分一支钉子给我们，也让我们很实在的拿到这个钉子，你可以来一个非礼说耶稣基督。他那个时候受定的那种情景。
But tonight we pass out a nail to you so that you may have some idea, some sense of feeling of what it was like when Jesus was nailed.
我刚才那个招待分给我这个铁钉的时候，我就这边在尖尖的地方我自己就压一下。
When that usher passed this nail out to me tonight, I pressed the point of it into my flesh just for a minute.
真的很痛。
It hurts.
但是我的血都没有流出来，但是觉得很痛。